Malott met with a small group of Haines residents, including borough staff, assembly members, the mayor, and a few community members.
I feel like we've come like to Solomon, and we're supposed to bring you all of our problems, and you're going to fix them for us.
That was Haines borough manager Deborah Schnabel. While Malott didn't promise to fix all of the problems of the Chilkat Valley, he did listen to some concerns. Assemblymember Heather Lendy asked about the likelihood of the borough getting its blue shirt state trooper back. The position was relocated last year. Here's Malott.
As we look at the 2020 budget, which is the next budget cycle, we need to continue to strengthen our public safety capacity across the state. And the budget guidance that the governor is finalizing as we speak, and I can't say that this is final by any stretch, but he is going to ask departments for judicious requests for additional funding where that is of a significant priority.
Malott said it's important the state know what the borough wants.
To municipalities, particularly in areas of statewide priority like public safety, I think it's important that you make your views known, particularly, as you say, living in a highway corridor with significant traffic that is a state highway.
Another important issue in the Chilkat Valley right now, a major timber sale being developed by the University of Alaska. The university is negotiating the sale of timber on about 13,000 acres of its land throughout the borough. Malott addressed the purpose of land grants in the state of Alaska.
There is an expectation that the resources that are put in the stewardship of those institutions would be developed. That's a fact of our existence. Now, certainly the state legislature, citizens, in areas that are affected have a voice in how that happens, but that's the way our fiscal institutions are structured.
Malott also spoke about the state budget. Alaska continues to face a significant budget deficit.
We have had, to some degree, an attitude of entitlement because of those several decades of billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar revenue years.
He said the state needs to find new ways to generate revenue.
We have to find a way for there to be a broad-based revenue source. Tax, whether that's an income tax, a state sales tax, something that allows us responsibly to meet the state's growth needs as we move down the road.
Malott and Governor Bill Walker were reelected on an independent ticket in 2014. The two are seeking re-election this year. They'll bypass the primaries and run in the general election, and they'll need to gather signatures to appear on the ballot. Assemblymember Lendy asked Malott what is hardest about running as an independent.
In the campaign itself, not having an institutional structure that is just by default there to help you create support and to be a megaphone for ideas and to, of course, bring financial support. But on a day-to-day basis and on an ongoing basis of actual governance, to us, it's given us a sense of freedom.
Community concerns also included the state ferry system and grant funding for Haines Lutac Dock. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.